So, you're here. Well, of course I recognize you. Oh, we may have only seen each other at a distance, and you may have been clad in that hood as you directed your kingdom's forces. But that gleam in your eyes couldn't possibly belong to anyone else. You're the tactician who brought me down, and had me locked in here. Oh, and what a place you've brought me to. A torchlit stone dungeon, wrapped in chains. Oh, you have some peculiar fetishes. Oh, you don't embarrass easily, do you? All business, no pleasure? Is that it? Oh, such a proud, noble soldier. Tell me, why have you come down here? Come to gloat over your new captive? Oh, you merely wish to observe me. Am I a specimen, oh naturalist, to be placed under a glass or dissected? Well, I won't complain. This is the first decent conversation I've had since I was captured. My guards have proven most unwilling to indulge my curiosity. I attempt to strike up conversations, but they just tremble in fear. Well, I suppose I can't blame them. I'm certain I've killed someone they knew. Tell me, jailers, who did I take from you? Friends? Family? Brothers? Fathers? Or sons? Ooh. Lovers? Oh, it's entirely possible, tactician. Anything is possible to one without fear. Certainly a man of your stature is at least aware of the possibility. Oh, you mean to tell me you've never experimented? With your looks, I'm sure you would have been popular. Oh, I assure you, I do not flatter you. I never flatter. I, for one, have had many lovers of my own sex. It's true. There were those who complained, even in my kingdom, but I silenced them all. No, not with my blade. Well, not directly at any rate. Would you like to continue this conversation alone? My jailers seem uncomfortable with our topics of discussion. Oh, surely there's no cause for alarm. I can hardly pose a threat to you from the other side of these bars, can I? Oh, excellent. You heard the man. Run along now. Cowards, the lot of them. Now that we're alone, what do you wish to discuss? I warn you, I'll not spill military secrets to an enemy. Ah, what was I saying before? About silencing my critics? I merely meant that I could not be opposed, as a woman of such high stature. Noble birth? What on earth are you talking about? Lineage? Heritage? Oh, you talk nonsense. My parents were a man and a woman. Were yours not? I was told your kingdom was a foolish land of cowed people, but I never imagined it was this bad. You determine worthiness based on the identities of your parents? No requirement to prove themselves, just popped directly to a throne or a hovel, right out the cunt? That's absurd. No wonder you're all weak. Is that why you were so confused earlier when I asked about your love life? Well, you truly couldn't have just taken whatever lover you wanted and pointed to your record of service to quiet any who opposed you? How sad. A man of your caliber deserves better. I mean it, tactician. We may be enemies, but I respect your ability. No. Respect may be too soft a phrase. When it was first announced we were invading your kingdom, I felt nothing. But why did we attack you? Why not? The strong take from the weak. That's the law of this world. Those who deny it are crushed by those who understand the truth. And your kingdom is weak. A weak kingdom inhabited by a weak people. I, and everyone I know, expected we'd have fully conquered you within 3 moons. When we began, everything went as expected. Your foolish army of conscripts and mollycoddled officers fell by the dozens to a single one of our greenest soldiers. And I should have been a match for your entire army. You've worked against me. You know I'm right. I had a plan, you know. Not a strategy. No, I'm not like you. I had a personal plan. I would have contributed more to the war effort than any other person in all the kingdom. And after we colonized your pathetic people, I would have spun my accomplishments to get myself declared this whole land's commanding noblewoman. I would have had the wealth and power to truly live however I wanted. But then I met you. You don't think of it as a meeting, but I do. It was a perfectly routine battle. I had every intention of winning. My sword moved on its own to satiate its thirst for blood. And its thirst was being quenched. And then I saw it, standing tall on a hillside, a hooded man looking down on me. Despite the carnage that spread as far as the eye can see, he looked calm, aloof, maybe even unconcerned. But then why should he have been concerned? He had a plan, too. He spoke to another man standing at his side, who ran off to report to some general, I'm sure. The war horns he used to communicate blared, and everything changed. Those soldiers who had previously been so weak were pushing me, luring me into traps and ambushes, then hitting me exactly where I fell back. I was in danger. That was the first time we crossed blades. No. We have crossed blades. I don't care if you've never stepped down from your observations, or even held a sword. Those soldiers are your weapon. They were mere tools. You were the person wielding them. You were the one I was fighting. And they've been the best fights of my life. Nearly every battle I waged from then on was directed by you. I've never felt more alive than I did on the killing fields in those days. Tell me, tactician, have you ever discovered a muscle you've never used before and begun to exercise it? Do you know the surge of new life that flows throughout the body? Struggling against your forces made me feel like that every day. I forgot all about my dreams of glory. I lived for our meetings to see how far you would push me next. The final battle between us was the greatest thrill I've ever experienced. You practically read my mind drafting your plan for that one. I ran forward, I ran into an ambush. I suspected a trap, and you had saved your resources elsewhere. I dodged flying arrows, tripwires, pit traps. And finally, when my emotions boiled over and I chased a tasty-looking victim into a clearing, my boots lost traction on the sand. I couldn't fight in these conditions. I was bound in a net and dragged before you. A force of less than 30 men captured me without taking a single casualty. It was immaculate. Though I may be on the losing side, I have no complaints. Especially now that I've met the magnificent man responsible for defeating me. You know, this is the first time I've lost a competition of any sort. You're more accomplished than you know. I find you fascinating, tactician. I wish, more than anything else, to know the man capable enough to bring me down. I told you of myself. Will you do the same for me? Really? You think there's nothing to tell? I find that doubtful. For one, I doubt an ordinary man would have stolen the key to my cell. Oh, that surprised you, didn't it? No, I didn't see you pickpocket the guard. Your sleight of hand was flawless. I merely understand that you are not the sort of person who would trust this to another. I know you. I know you better than anyone else in this world, tactician. Perhaps your sheltered society doesn't realize it. But you can only truly know someone once you've brought them down, or been brought down by. And that is why I have grown so interested in you. Please, will you do something for me? A single indulgence offered to your prisoner? Will you step inside my cell? Surely there's no harm. I am unarmed. Surely I pose no threat. Why, yes, I could easily kill a man. Or several men, with my bare hands. But not every armed, armored guard in this fortress. That is beyond even my abilities. Or are you afraid I mean to commit suicide? To kill the man I hold most responsible for my humiliation, and then flee my shame to the next world? Does that sound like me? Would a woman with ambitions of ruling a kingdom let herself die for such a petty cause? This decision will mark the structure of our relationship with the rest of our lives. You know me. I know it. Your strategies wouldn't have worked otherwise. You've observed how I fight. You know me more surely than if you had my brain on a dissection plate. So can't you trust me? Oh, tactician, you honor me more than you can ever know. Have you shut the cell? Locked us in here together? I understand. It's a reasonable precaution. And besides, what I have planned won't require either of us to leave. Oh, yes. I have plans for us. I know exactly what I want to do to you. I've known exactly what I want to do to you for a long time now. The man audacious enough to stand against me, who ruined every plan I ever had, brought me so down so low, and even denied me the most basic rush of skewering my enemies. I know exactly what I want to do with you. I didn't imagine you would ever make such an expression of shock. Is this truly that surprising? I know you don't have the freedom to take whatever lover you want, but surely you at least understand my desire, no? I desire you. In all my life, I've never once desired a man as fervently as I desire you. Just seeing you makes my heart race faster than 1,000 battles. And my face flush hot as a burning forge. I see you've grown hard as new forged steel. What did that? My lips on yours. My breasts pressed against your chest. The anticipation, or merely the knowledge of what you do to this mighty warrior woman. This isn't a decision I've made impulsively. I knew almost from when I first saw you that you were the one. A genius. A mastermind. A man without flaw. A man worthy of me. Still protesting, even after I've sworn my deepest feelings? Gods, but you are stubborn, aren't you? Well, if you were weak-willed, I wouldn't have fallen for you. Maybe this will help you make the right decision. Look. Look at my body. Drink it all in. My full breasts, my toned stomach, my long legs, and my womanhood. You're the only man to have ever seen this and lived, you know. I never would have let an unworthy man to so much as catch a glimpse of my chest. I am offering myself to you. What holds you back? You worry that sleeping with the enemy will somehow bias your judgment? Or do you suspect I still have some ulterior motive? I assure you, I don't. I stand before you as naked as the day I was born. Unprotected, unsullied, and prepared for nothing. Would it not be extremely rude not to meet me on my own terms? Allow me to help you undress. I'm sorry. It's difficult to come so close to you and still resist the urge to steal a kiss or two. You have quite a manly chest for one who claims not to be a fighter. I just want to feel every single last part of you. Magnificent. You're perfect. Strong, brilliant, and judging by the size of this bulge, quite well hung, if you'll allow me. Beautiful. This is the cock of a man born for greatness. Oh, it's so long, thick, and heavy in my hand. I thought we agreed we'd meet as equals, without carrying any deadly weapons. But if you're going to flash such a monster in my face, I see no choice but to make a counterattack. Delicious. Such a strong masculine flavor. Is your manhood feeling neglected or pent up, perhaps? You're already giving me so much pre-cum. Oh, so busy. The nobles demand that you run their entire war machine while they sit in their castles. Is that it? Oh, so selfish. Don't worry, my love. I'll take care of you. Are you all right? Your legs are shaking. I suppose you can get down on your knees if it would help you focus. This isn't an excuse to make me get down on my hands and knees, is it? You grab my breasts? Wait, was your weakness just an ask so I'd let you get down to my level? So you could reach my chest? Oh, it was, wasn't it? Did being the subject of a one-sided assault by your greatest enemy not sit well with you? Oh, feel free to try and pleasure me, but I warn you, I don't break easily. Looks like you found my weak spots. My nipples are pretty sensitive, but you... Oh, you feel much better than playing with them myself. Do your talents know no limits? Don't think that just because you found a sweet spot, that means... Just let me get you back in my mouth, and you'll... God, your hands feel so good. You don't want me to suck you off. Then what? Kiss my tits? Well, I think by finding my weakness, you might have exposed your own. Please, I need to get up off my hands if I'm to service you properly. So let go. Okay. Ready? Just... slip your cock between them. God, it's so thick and strong and big. Oh, fucking so hot. It's true, I've never done this before. But I'm not concerned. It's merely a man's cock. How difficult can it be? You aren't exactly known for your discerning tastes. Let me demonstrate. There, you see. I just need to move a little, and already you feel too good to hold back. Don't resist it, love. Let me tell you. Let me hear how good I make you feel. No, no, no. Don't move, darling. Let me. I will handle your cock and all of your needs. This is my reward to the victor. You simply cannot relax, can you? always thinking, always planning. If you really want to help, tell me what to do. Am I being too rough? Or am I going too fast? Or is this not enough for you? Your cock needs more? I knew it. You can show off your pretensions of culture and intellectualism as much as you like, but you can't hide your true self from me. We're the same, you and I. We're both beasts. Gods, yes. Oh, doesn't this feel amazing? I'm enjoying myself too. This monstrously thick cock rubbing against my breasts. Your roughness scraping against my soft skin without mercy. Your length cutting a path for itself into my body. I feel as though you're claiming my body for yourself. Oh, that won't do at all. I won't just let you overpower me without teasing you in return. And besides, I missed your taste. Tell me, what feels better? When I swirl my tongue around your head and lick your undersatin like this. Or when I use my breasts to stroke you all the way up your entire length like this. Oh, you can't decide. Or are you too overwhelmed to even think of things like that? Have you lost all control? Have I reduced you to a moaning animal, thinking of only your own pleasure? You grab me. You grab my breast. Still got fight in you? Good. I'll take anything you throw at me. You're thrusting yourself into me, shoving that fat cock between my tits. I thought I told you to just let me do all the work. Well, I guess you don't have any good reason to follow my instructions, do you? Well, go ahead. Use my breasts however you like. No matter what you do to me, I refuse to come before you. You were a pretty quick study. You've gotten so good at handling my breasts, squeezing them, running your fingers over them, and pressing into my most sensitive areas. Oh, including playing with my nipples again, pressing down on them and rubbing your fingers around. They aren't just buttons you can press for pleasure. I am not trying to make you stop. Just because I don't want to come doesn't mean I don't being a don't it doesn't mean I don't appreciate being used so roughly. Now you're tugging on them. Is this your limit? Play with my nipples as you fuck me? I expected more from you. Matching your schemes to the level of your opponent. I don't understand. I'm a brilliant swordsman, but a weak virgin in bed? How dare you? I am not about to come. I'm not. The mere touch of your fingers and thrusting of your long, thick, hard cock between my tits would never be enough to make me come. Are you close? Keep going. I do want to pleasure you. Your cock looks so strong, thrusting directly into my face, throbbing and twitching. You're about to burst, aren't you? Here, let me. Delicious, as expected of you. It was extremely thick and potent. You had been made to save up, hadn't you? You're lucky I was able to swallow it all. How would you explain to the guards if they had returned and found semen stains on my body? Goodness me, are you still hard? I don't know if most men would even able to be conscious after an orgasm like that. Of course, you aren't most men, are you? You're a fighter. You see a goal and you reach it, no matter how insurmountable it seems. So tell me, genius, what goal are you pursuing now? Funny, I was planning the same thing. So, how are we doing this? From behind. Naughty, naughty. You want the position where I'll pose the least threat to you? Oh, you still don't trust me? Even after I sucked you off and let you fuck my tits. I suppose it can't be helped. Let me turn around, get on my hands and knees. Okay, I'm ready. Let's see if your many skills are able to directly compete with my body. I'm fine. A little jab like this won't be enough to shut me down. I've endured worse pain. I said I'm fine. Don't on me like some delicate flower. You damn eunuch. I thought you said you were a man. Stop dancing around your purpose and just... Yeah, that's it. Take me. Take me, goddamn you. How do I feel? You're the first man to ever feel my insides. No one else has ever, will ever, get to know how tight and hot my body is. I wasn't born like this. I trained, and I struggled, and I fought for this body. The muscles squeezing down on you right now were forged in battle and conflict. And I did it all so that someday I'd be able to unite with a man worthy of me. A man who could be able to match the titan I've become. A man I deserve, and a man who deserves me. How's the view back there? I have a pretty nice ass, don't I? So big and round. It gives a pretty nice cushion, doesn't it? It's firm enough to take this pounding you're giving me. Go ahead, pound it until it ripples. Slam into me as hard as you can. Feel how good it is, how hard you can go. You might even thrust so hard. You overcommit! Oops, did I slip out? Now's my chance to... Now it's my turn to be on top. Did you really think I'd roll over and let you fuck me from behind just because you asked? I don't give up so easily. You haven't beaten me yet. Just because we're in my jail doesn't mean I'm going to abandon my dignity. I won't submit to any man who won't prove himself worthy of me. And you, oh, you're proving to be a disappointment. When I saw the way you whipped those worthless insects around you into strong opponents, the way you stripped my defenses bare with your eyes, the way you dragged me to your feet, as surely as if you tossed the net yourself, I thought you might be the one. But now look at you, pinned beneath me like a wriggling little bug under my boot, helpless under my assault, just because you got distracted when I shook my ass in your face. Pathetic. Disgusting. You heard me. You disgust me. I can't believe I actually let such a weak man come in my mouth and insert his penis inside of me. Oh, and to think, I thought you might actually be... Oh, you crept my tits so hard. Were you just waiting for me to lower my guard? Did you only propose we do it from behind so I wouldn't suspect you were still targeting my tits? Damn you, let go of me. It's no use. I should be able to pull you off me easily, but every time you squeeze on my tits, all my strength leaves me. You've got me wrapped around your fingers. How did you find all my weaknesses so easily? You understand me? You're thrusting into me. Every time you drop down, my body falls into yours, so I can never get a break. I can always feel that huge cock moving in or out of me. And even though I'm so big and strong, the force of your thrust is able to lift me up. Oh, you're so strong. Strong enough for me. I was wrong about you. Or rather, I was wrong about being wrong. You're exactly the man I thought you were. I'm sorry I ever doubted you. I should have known better. To doubt my own judgment. Oh, it's never led me wrong before. And leading me to you was the best it's ever done. Oh, gods above. I swear I'll never get tired of being at your side. Of course I'll stay by your side. Did you see... you seem confused. Did you think I'd allow a man inside of me if I didn't truly love him? Oh, I mean it. I do. I love you, tactician. I thought your people were repressed and prudish after seeing how confused my advances made you. Oh, but it may be that you're more liberated than the people here in my kingdom. For a woman to let a man inside of her is a statement of ultimate trust. I've already told you how strength is the one and only determinant of a person's worth. Well, every time a man and a woman have sex, the woman risks becoming with child, to be rendered weak and heavy for most of a year. If the man can't, or doesn't, do his part to help take care of her, her life can be ruined irreparably. That's why anything short of a total, absolute dedication is unacceptable in a sexual partner. I remember reading of a custom in your lands during my research, before we invaded. It seems comparable to the idea deals I speak of. When I first approached you after you entered my cell, I intended for you to understand it. A proposal of marriage. I appear to have finally broken through. Do you understand? Do you understand the depth of my feelings? I love you, tactician. I wanted nothing, nothing more than for you to prove yourself the man I thought you were and make me yours. I told you, didn't I? You're my first, and I plan for you to be my only. When I fight, it will be at your side. When I die, it will be at your side. And in between, I will devote myself to you as surely as the sweetest fairy tale princess or proudest knight. My kingdom? It means nothing to me. A land of no loyalty begets no loyalty. That is only fair, no? But your followers trust you, perhaps even love you, and I'd be honored to count myself among them. Why limit ourselves? Look at all you've accomplished directing this rabble. Now imagine what a swordsman of your caliber could do wielding a blade like me. Damn becoming perfectual governor of a single colony, you could conquer the world. You don't have those sorts of ambitions, truly. You've never once dreamed of deposing the worthless, selfish noblemen who order you and those like you around from a position of ignorance and greed. Never thought about how much better people's lives would be under your rule. Oh, well, we can think on it later. I swear to you, I no longer have any ambitions but yours. So whatever path you choose, I'll follow you, darling. So what do you want? Now, you want me to lie on my back? Okay. Why are we doing this? This is how lovers have sex in your kingdom? A strange custom, and yet somehow my heart grows warm. I'm ready, my love. I'm sorry I took so long to explain myself. Please, take me. What is this? Somehow, my body feels lighter. Seeing you look directly into my eyes as you thrust into me. I'm so happy. This is sex. not a contest, not a struggle for dominance, but just allowing ourselves to have a relationship. May I have another kiss? It's not a strange thing for me to ask. All women want to kiss the men they love. Another talent of yours. Any other secret skills you have? Perhaps skill at chess. I'm known to play the game myself. Another time then. I agree, this is more important. Your eyes are wandering, dearest. You needn't hold back. Grope my tits as much as you like. Yes, take them. They're yours. My entire body is yours. My breasts, my lips, my womanhood, my blade, every hair on my head, and every drop of blood in my body. They all belong to you. You know, I pledge myself entirely to you. Because you're the man who proved himself. You're the man who defeated me. You're the man who's worthy. Because you're the man I love. Our bodies have grown acclimated. I can feel the way you throb inside of me so desperately. You're close. I don't need to ask. Can you feel? I'm close too. Please, finish with me. I want the rush and bliss of being brought to orgasm by the man I love to be seasoned with the feeling of your own release flowing inside me. Please, come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Even though this is your second shot, it's so thick. I'm full of it. Think the risk I mentioned will pan out? I don't know what I want. Certainly it would be more convenient for us if our relationship stays secret for the time being, yet my heart wants only to bear your fruit. We should dress ourselves. The guards must be wondering what's taking us so long. I don't want you to let go of me, but it's for the best. At least now, anyone who walks in on us won't see us indecent. Speak to me whenever you wish, my love. I'll tell you whatever will help. I told you I wouldn't share secrets with the enemy, but you're the only man on earth I know for certain is my ally. And perhaps when they learn how useful I've been, they'll release me. Then we can begin to see each other openly. Without needing to hide. Oh, my love, you picked me up. What are you doing? You're going to bring me directly to the king's throne room and announce you've taken me as your bride. I knew there was a reason I liked you. If you think the white dress would suit a woman like me, then... Do whatever you wish. You've beaten me completely, body and heart. I'll follow you forever.